Oh, Brian McTavish is here, that wild and crazy guy himself. There he is. How are you, buddy?
Who else? Yeah. Hey, good
welcome to the weekend.
Good luck. Welcome to the weekend, and good luck trying to attempt karaoke to that music,
yeah,
my friend.
No,
yeah,
kidding. What is this?
Well, that's part of Dance Festopia.
Dance Festopia.
Yeah, that's
a new word in our American vocabulary.
Yeah, new ones get coined all the time. Twerking, for example. How is it that these words are invented? It used to take years to get into the dictionary, and now it's 5 seconds.
Yes.
Bang,
boom. There it is.
That's a little band by the name of Infected Mushroom. And that's their Army of Mushrooms mix. Infected Mushrooms, or Mushroom.
What is Dance Festopia?
Well, okay, Dance Festopia. You're on point. That's good. Multiple music stages, including Infected Mushroom and 60-some other artists, including, gosh, Wiz Khalifa and Mac Miller, and oh, where's my cheat sheet here? The Strive.
Lots of folks.
Oh my gosh, look, Cloudhead, Bomber, Skywalker,
all on stage at the same time.
Yeah, including Kid Twist, Sick Nifty, Jesse James, and Schwasted.
In a place that needs more of our collective attention.
I gotta tell you about it. Okay, it starts at 2 o'clock Friday.
And it's happening at the Berkeley Riverfront Park.
That's exactly
right.
That's
the place that needs more attention.
Berkeley, yeah. Riverfront Park. 2 o'clock doors, gates, whatever, open Friday until 5:30 in the morning on Saturday. Get out of here. Get out of there.
Those barge tugboat operators will be having a blast.
I think it's going to be skewed young. Then it starts again at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday until 5:30 in the morning on Sunday.
My goodness.
They have camping. Get this. It's not cheap. It's not free. $125 for a weekend pass, $85 for a camping pass, lots of camping. $2,500 for a backstage pass.
Really? Is this the first time they've done this?
No. As a matter of fact, $2,500 does not faze you for a backstage pass?
Not a guy like me.
No, I guess
public
not.
Radio talk show hosts can handle that amount of money easily.
I am with you. Frankly, I think the promoters have dropped the ball. I think if you can afford $2,500 for a backstage pass, you got $5,000 for a backstage pass.
There you go.
I will say this. It's at least the second annual. It was a massive, according to the promoters, Twitter feed rave reviews of last year's Dance Festopia, including such opinions as, we almost got married at Dance Festopia. That was one tweet.
Wow.
Or a greatest weekend of my life. Or Dance Festopia, I'm sorry, I love you.
So it's worth $2,500.
If you got the money, they've got the time and the dancing.
And speaking of music festivals,
I'm a traveling circus train.
This is a little bit of a different kind of music, right?
If you say so.
Different genre.
Yes, it's a country kind of thing.
Country music festival.
Flatlands, country music, and camping. More camping festivals.
Some big names are going to be here.
Well, yeah.
This weekend.
There's one of them. That's Kelly Pickler, who was actually not that many years ago a contestant on the 5th season of American Idol.
Toby Keith's going to be here.
Yeah.
Miranda Lambert. Lots of good folks.
That's right. The fiery Miranda Lambert. Toby Keith, Beer for My Horses. That's his song, not a band. Should be a band. Thompson Square, a married couple that say they go to a little fantasy land every time they sing. Darius Rucker, Luke Bryan, lots of good-looking, good-sounding country.
And it's taking place in a place, a great venue for hearing music. I've heard music out there. It's terrific.
Yeah, Sporting Park at the Legends,
yeah.
KCK. Doors open 2 o'clock Friday and Saturday. Fun country time for one and all.
Britney's singing about the circus, and we're talking about it.
I sound pretty good when I do karaoke, don't I?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
I mean, there's just the talent that comes
yeah, you're
out.
You're coming.
I can't hold it back. Ringling Brothers and Barnum
They're
and Bailey
back
Circus
again.
Is back. The greatest show on earth. 7 o'clock tonight. 11 and 7 o'clock performances Saturday. 1 and 5 o'clock performances Sunday. Where else but downtown at the Sprint Center. This year, the theme is dragons. No real dragons, as far as I can tell. It's safe to say you'll have to use your imagination. But, oh, something about tribes proving they have the virtues of courage, strength, wisdom, and heart, and they arouse dragons of the mind, and something like a dragon should appear to one and all. Get there early. There's an all-access pre-show. Just need your ticket to learn from performers how to juggle or be a clown.
I can teach you that.
Well, can I be the clown?
You can do that. I'll teach you how to juggle.
Or you can get there an hour and a half early and meet some of the elephants.
I'm teaching my 8 a.m. class how to juggle because they come in, they're all yawning for the first 15 minutes. I'll say, come on, get up, let's move.
Hey.
Here's some balls. Move with
them. I got to tell you something. When I was a freshman in college, 7 a.m., I don't remember what the class was.
Yeah, I can believe that. Okay, Barnum and Bailey Circus this weekend at the Sprint Center.
Yep.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Cierra los ojos y entrégate a mí. Quiero hacer el amor. Pasaremos la noche en éxtasis, amándonos tú y yo.
Fiesta Hispana. Tell us about it.
Well, what can you say? It sort of sells itself, doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
I mean, if you don't get your feet moving to that, there's dancing all over the metropolitan area this weekend.
It'll be nice and cool this weekend. Maybe a little better, too. A little better.
Temps are going to be a little more reasonable this weekend. The celebration of Hispanic culture with lots of live music, dance, and food. Noon to 11 Saturday, noon to 10 Sunday. Where else but Barney Alice Plaza downtown? You can sample or make a meal of an authentic... I can never say it. Authentically prepared Hispanic culinary fare.
Delight.
And I even wrote that myself. I can't even read my own writing.
I live in that world.
But flamenco dancers and lots of Tejano and folkloric fun. I can say folkloric fun, but don't try to say it more than two or three times in a row. You can mambo. You can get tropical. Go downtown. Enjoy yourself in a Hispanic sort of way at Barney Alice Plaza.
Okay, and finally today... I know what this is all about.
It's time for your goosebumps to get goosebumps.
Yes.
It's time.
It's the home opener.
It's time.
It's time.
I'll say it again. It's time for the Dallas Cowboys to do their best, but it's not going to work, Cowboys. You're going to lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. That's my brave and bold prediction.
You still have your season tickets out there?
I do.
I knew you would.
I have to.
You love those guys.
I have to hang on. I'm hanging on. Chiefs NFL home
opener. Bad times, good
times,
you're there.
I know I've had my share.
Yeah.
Noon Sunday. Arrowhead, real quick, our QB, Alex Smith, looks solid, if not spectacular, in the season opener. We got that 1-0 record. Cowboys QB Tony Romo benefited from a whole slew of turnovers last week against the Giants. But, as I'm sure you know, Mr. Football fan, Romo's got bruised ribs, so we'll just see how he does against the Chiefs' D.
Absolutely. How many games are going to win this year?
I say this every year, 10-6.
I say 9-7.
Ah, come on.
Yeah.
9-7 is not going to cut it. One more. Hey, look, after last week, they got that in the bag. They're going to go 10-6. That's good enough. They can get the wild card. Hey, let's face it. It would take a miracle to beat the Broncos here. We're not going to beat the Broncos there in Denver, and the Broncos are going to win our division. But, hey, I think we got a shot at the wild card.
This is a great test because we're playing all these NFC East teams the next few weeks.
Philly,
playing Philadelphia.
Giants.
Dallas. And then Dallas. Yeah, we'll find out real quickly
Redskins.
How good we are.
We will find out. It's a long season, but I'll be there. I think this will be a great opportunity to show the world that we really are the loudest stadium in the NFL. Haven't been in recent years, let's be honest, but we can be again.
That's Brian McTavish. You'll find our complete weekend to-do list at kcur.org. Thanks, buddy.
We got to do karaoke sometime.
We'll do it.
All right.
You and I.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.